Have I always wanted to be a memory expert? No. I took the job mainly the first year or two. Mainly I did it because they sold me on the fact, I was an 18-year-old kid, they sold me on the fact that I was going to make more money than I ever imagined in my life. Now I'll say this, that first year I made $7,000.
So, you were loaded.
Yeah, but you know, but that's how I got involved in it. Your brain will work better if your body's working better.
Yes.
But a lot of people don't make that connection of if I want to think clearer, if I want to have a better memory, all that, maybe I should improve my health. People always say, well, why do you need to memorize it if you can always look it up? Well, a couple reasons. Your memory is much better than you think it is when you use it the right way.
You're listening to the Visibly Fit Podcast. Hey, I'm your host, Wendy Pett, and every week I'll give you holistic, practical solutions for everyday issues related to nutrition, healing, functional fitness, and behavior modifications. As a naturopath, fitness expert, and wellness coach for over 20 years, my goal is to empower you to reach for greater health and to rise up to your next level of living in mind, body, and spirit. You were created with greatness in mind. It's time to own it. Are you with me? Then let's dive in. Hello, hello, and welcome to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Pett. Today, we are diving into the incredible world of memory and the untapped potential of our minds. Did you know that the average human brain can hold up to 2.5 petabytes of information? That's like storing 3 million hours of your favorite TV shows. That's amazing, right? Our brains are so miraculous. They really are. But what if I told you that with the right techniques, you could really harness the power of just remembering names and faces, but also like memorizing scripture verses. Like I think about how Joshua 1:8 tells us to meditate on God's word day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. So we really want to know God's word and we want to know it, like really have it embedded in our heart and in our minds. So today I have an incredible guest on the show. He's not just any memory enthusiast. He's a two-time USA memory champion and a true force in the world of memorization. I want you to meet Ron White. He's a modern-day memory expert with a remarkable story and a track record to prove it. Ron holds the record for the fastest time to memorize a deck of cards in the USA. And for the last 27 years, he has been traveling the globe, inspiring people with his talk called Triple Your Memory, Triple Your Business. And his strategies have transformed lives by helping people remember names and faces, retain what they learn, and to develop quick, sharp, and powerful brains. We all want that, right? Quick, sharp, and powerful brains. Now, you may have seen Ron on popular TV shows like Fox's Superhuman with Mike Tyson, Good Morning America, or even the front page of the Wall Street Journal. In a groundbreaking study by scientists of the University of Texas, they discovered that Ron memorizes an astonishing 35% more of his brain activated compared to the average person. Now, does that mean that he's special and he is superhuman? Yeah, he's superhuman, but we all are superhuman. And so today we're going to tap into that. He's going to share secrets about how to engage that extra brain power yourself, because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and we have the power and the authority. We just sometimes need the right tools, right? So as an author of the exciting memory training program, Black Belt Memory, Ron's mission is to help you remember 100 new people in the next year. Could you do that? Could you remember 100 new people, their names and their details, where you met them, all those things? Well, in this episode, he'll not only amaze us by just telling us about his memorization of names from an audience, of a couple hundred. Oh my goodness. I was there. I witnessed it before my very own eyes. But he's going to teach us and talk to us about how to build just strong relationships because of memorization, how to retain what you read or learn, which, I mean, yeah, who doesn't want that, especially God's word, and potentially 10x your knowledge, how to deliver speeches from memory with confidence, and to trust your memory as a as you cultivate really just a quick, sharp, healthy brain, right? Like sometimes we're like, ooh, did I really say that? Or did I really do that? No, we want to trust our memory because we can. We really can, but we have to engage, we have to be intentional, and we need to have the right tools. So I hope you enjoy this conversation. We have some fun, but you will learn, and you're going to have a sprinkle of some memory mastery tips within this episode. So enjoy the show. Well, welcome Ron White to the Visibly Fit Podcast. I'm so delighted that you're here.
I'm excited to be here too. You know, I've known you for maybe 20 years now, and
yeah.
So I'm happy about this.
I know. I mean, I think you did one of my first TV shows back in the day.
Yes, I did. Oh, that was in the, I remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't remember that till just this moment. Yes.
Yes, I know. We go way back, and we have a mutual friend, Jeffrey Combs, and yeah. You were actually at that event doing what you do best, and that is showing us how to be better at memorization and how to have better relationships. And you kind of went around the room, and I think there were several hundred people there, maybe 300, 250, something like that. And I don't know how many you've ever, what kind of room you've worked with as far as numbers are concerned, but you memorized within like 90 minutes, everyone's name. And some people even tried to trip you up by changing their shirt, and you called them out. You're like, yeah, you had on a different shirt, right. But you knew everyone's name. It was just so impressive. And so Ron, a lot of people don't maybe know who you are. That's a part of my audience, but I want them to know you. You are just a fascinating, wonderful human being. And I just love your authenticity. And I love the fact that you are, a memory expert and a memory champion. And so have you always had a desire to be a memory champion? Like, how did that all start to take place?
Yeah, well, thank you for that nice introduction, and I appreciate that. I the Jeffrey Combs event, I would say, going back to that, and then I'll go to your question.
Sure.
The Jeffrey Combs event, I would say I probably memorized about around 200 names, and you're right, in about 90 minutes. And most people, when they see me speak and then they tell the story, it's always like so distorted. They're like, oh my God, he repeated 400 names and he memorized them in like 20 minutes. I've never seen, and I'm always having to correct them. I'm like, it was not anything like that, but you got it very accurate. It probably was about 90 minutes and it was about 200 names. And the reason I can say that, I know 301 is the most I've ever done, where I walked around a conference, met them, and then I get up on stage and I say, if I met you, stand up. 200 people stay up and I'm going to repeat their names. So you actually did a very good job at recounting that. Most people
good.
Don't. Have I always wanted to be a memory expert? No. I'll be 52 in June, and I got introduced to memory training as a career when I was 18. But with that said, I knew about it. The summer prior, my friend Jason and I saw an infomercial on memory, and it was $80 for this memory on cassette course. And we were going to put our money together, 40 and 40, and we were going to buy this course. So I got offered a job at a memory company. Oddly, it was the infomercial Jason and I saw in 1990. Was a splinter of the company that I ended up going to work for. So I had known about it, but essentially what happened was I was 18. I took a job as a telemarketer. I'm calling people all day long. Can we clean your chimney? Can we clean your chimney? I called this guy one day. I said, can we clean your chimney? He said, nope, we're not interested. Thanks for calling. We're trying to sell the house anyways. And I said, wait, don't hang up. If you're trying to sell the house, you should have a clean chimney. And then the light bulb went off in his head. He was a manager for a memory training company, and he was in charge of hiring telemarketers. And he said, you know what, ma'am? I don't want my chimney cleaned. I'm going to decline your offer there. He said, but I do want you to go to work for me. I just gave you an objection, and you attempted to overcome it, my sales guys do not try to overcome objections. You give them an objection, they just hang up the phone. He said, do you want to go to work for me selling memory seminars? I'll pay you more than you're making now, which, you know, was a pretty safe bet. If you would have robbed me back then, you would have just been practicing. So I went to work for him 2 or 3 days later, and that was the summer of 1991. This summer, it'll be 34 years. Wow. Had I always wanted to do it? No. I took the job mainly the first year or two, mainly I did it because they sold me on the fact, I was an 18-year-old kid, they sold me on the fact that I was going to make more money than I ever imagined in my life. Now I'll say this, that first year I made $7,000.
So, you were loaded.
Yeah, but you know, it was, but that's how I got involved in it.
Okay. All right. Well, I think that's so fascinating because, you know, I think it's just so, you know, God has a sense of humor, right? Like, I just think about how our paths go a certain way and then it goes this way. And you know, he works it all out for our good and his glory. And I think about what you're doing now and the people that you have the opportunity to speak in front of and to encourage and motivate. What a gift. And yeah, just the path that you're on is so cool. And you're a very eccentric human being. If you're watching on YouTube, you'll see all the background of Ron's office there. You've got a little bit of everything going on. And so does that match your personality at all?
Yeah,
I
heard once.
Okay. Is it clean?
Yes, it is. I only do G-rated jokes. I heard a comedian once say, he said, you know, if you're eccentric, you better make some money because people will just say you're eccentric. But if you're broke and eccentric, they'll say you're crazy.
Right. Well, good thing it's the other way around for you.
But I don't know about all that. But that was a joke. But no, this is, you know,
a Polaroid. Yes.
Just stuff that I find interesting. But
I think that's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah, I like this kind of stuff.
So you are in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, right?
That's right.
Yeah, which is, I grew up in that area as well, in Lewisville, to be exact. Where'd you grow up?
Well, I was born in Fort Worth, and I grew up in North Richland Hills.
Okay.
So I lived there. And that's where I live now too. I have land out near Decatur.
Okay.
That I'll eventually move out to over the next couple of years, maybe year and a half.
Yeah. Nice. Good for you. Well, let's get back to your skills of being a memory expert. And I want to talk about the power of memorization, and let's kind of dive into that for people that are listening and saying, why in the world does she have a memory expert on? But you're known as the brain athlete, right? And so Visibly Fit is all about being fit, mind, body, spirit, emotions. Muscle has memory, you know that because you work out as well. So I'm sure you've seen that muscle has memory. Does the brain have memory in addition to the memorization part of the skill of memorizing? Does it have memory?
Well, sure, it does. And Brain Athlete is my company. I trademarked that a decade ago because of the brain, because of the connection between the body, the brain, and the body. The brain is yes. part of the body, so it just makes sense. Your brain will work better if your body's working better.
Yes.
But a lot of people don't make that connection of if I want to think clearer, if I want to have a better memory, all that, maybe I should improve my health. So I wanted to make, that's why I named the company that. But you know, your memory, what will, if right now I asked all your listeners, I said, I'll ask you, Wendy, when was a car accident that you had that was the furthest one in the past? For example, I was in one 30 years ago. What was your car accident that was furthest in the past?
Well, it was in my 73 Chevy Nova in the mall parking lot. And I was going down the wrong way. And I hit a car. That was my first one that I remember. I've had a few.
And maybe how many years ago was that?
Oh, gosh. I was 17. So, yeah.
10 years ago.
Yeah, so, right.
Yeah. Oh, but here's the point. Go ahead.
We're the same age, Ron.
Oh, I don't believe that.
Yeah. But,
Well, I look like maybe not your dad, but your uncle. But like, it'd be about the same, I guess, same age. You get what I'm saying. But here's the point that I'm hoping to make. You were 17 when this happened, and I said, tell me about your car accident. You're in the furthest back. You said, here's the time of day, here's where it occurred, here's how it occurred, and here's all the details of it with no prompts. But if I said, tell me
your Valley View Mall.
Valley View Mall. I know that mall. I know right where it's at. Yeah, right. Yeah. So you can give all that information with no hesitation. But if I said, tell me where you drove last week, you'd have to look at your calendar. You'd have to figure it out. And then you might forget about the gas station you went to or the store you stopped in for a minute. But that car accident when you're 17, boom, like that. This goes back to your question about the brain and memory. I'm a memory expert. I try to memorize stuff. I'll try to memorize a 500-digit number or whatever. But our brain remembers stuff even when we're not trying. And such as a car accident or where we were on September 11th or where we were when we met our significant other. And we remember that because it has emotion tied to it. Your right. brain will remember something. A car accident has action and emotion tied to it. So it's going to cement it into your memory. And we all have stuff like that, positive memories and negative memories. And that's why sometimes the negative memories can haunt us because they're so strong in our memory. Another aspect of memory in that car accident is review. You probably, at least in the weeks after the car accident story, told the story several times. The review cements it in your memory. So that's kind of how our natural memory works. If it's action, emotion, and review by telling the story, we're going to remember it.
Okay, so what about the things that we really want to remember, but we don't? Like, I mean, I've literally walked into a room and said, oh my gosh, why did I just walk in here? Like, you know, I'm multitasking, number one, that's the first problem. But I think about like with scripture verses, and I know you have a course on this, but, and you talk about just having, you know, spending 10 minutes a day can 10 times your memory power. And so I think about that in terms of scripture verses and how we are to meditate on God's word and to know it. And sometimes it's like, wow, okay, I'm not retaining it. Why, how can I retain it better and have it, you know, whenever I need it and to recall it as opposed to going to God's word physically to find it out or to ask Siri, hey, what's that scripture verse about whatever? What's a way to tackle that so that we can have God's word on our heart at all times to recall and use it and for it to guide us in our life effectively and also to encourage and equip others along our journey?
Yeah, you know, that's some of the main reasons people ask me to teach them to Bible memory is, you know, number one, so they have people always say, well, why do you need to memorize it if you can always look it up? Well, a couple reasons, and you mentioned them, you know, and one of the reasons is when you read the Bible and you can remember what happened in this chapter and what happened here and here and here, it kind of gives you an overview and your understanding of the Bible can increase, but also it's to encourage yourself, you know, in down times or when you need to be a little bit motivated, you can, you know, recite it to yourself or you want to, like you said, encourage others or teach others. So there's a lot of value in it. And, you know, and you talked about how the scripture says to meditate on scripture, you know, Psalms chapter one says the
day and night.
What's that?
Day and night. Yeah.
Yeah. And it says the person who meditates on scripture, they will prosper in whatever they do. I mean, you know, that's a pretty big incentive, I would say. In whatever you do, you'll prosper if you meditate on scripture. So there's two types of scripture memory that I teach the people that I work with. The first type is where you are not memorizing it word for word, but where you know where is the story of the Ten Commandments? Ah, that's Exodus chapter 20. Or where is the story of the Israelites following the cloud of fire through the desert? Oh, that's Numbers chapter 9. You're not memorizing something word for word, but you're memorizing the location of it. And let me share with you how I teach them to do that. There, by the way, there are 1,189 chapters in the Bible, 1189. Last year or a year and a half ago, I created a course how to memorize what's in all 1189 chapters of the Bible. And I called it 1189 Bible memory. And I just did it because I just thought it would be interesting, but I didn't think anybody would do it. I mean, who's going to sit down and go through this memory course? It's going to take you 5 or 6 months. But 4 or 5 people went through this course, and you could say what's in Numbers chapter 9, and they could say that's the Israelites following the cloud of fire through the desert. So let me share with you how they did that. So see that picture in your mind of the Israelites following this cloud of fire through the desert. And on this cloud of fire, see a number sign, right? Like a number sign, the ampersand, a number sign. And now imagine that it's not Israelites following it, but it's cats. Like just all the Israelites are cats. So when I think of that story, I see the cloud of fire with a number sign in it, and it's not Israelites, it's cats. Why? Well, it's in Numbers, right?
Right.
So that's the number sign. And it's in chapter 9, you know, cats. Cats have nine lives.
Lives, right? That's good.
So Exodus chapter 20 is the Ten Commandments. So I visualize the Ten Commandments, you know, the two tablets, and then I will imagine I have an axe, and maybe I'm hitting the axe, or maybe you've got Moses holding the two tablets and you can see Moses's 10 fingers and 10 toes, 10 and 10, chapter 20. So now you got the image of Moses with an axe holding the 10 commandments, and you can see his fingers and his toes. So Exodus chapter 20. So that's one way of Bible memory. The other is word for word Bible memory, where you know what a specific verse is word for word. That's a little bit more involved. You kind of got to create a picture for the entire verse, not just the general idea. And then you use a technique known as the mind palace. Do you want me to give you an example on this?
Absolutely, because I think that's what most people want to do is memorize verses. And I mean, I've had apps on my phone to, you know, assist me with trying to memorize. But honestly, if I were to be honest, I cheat with the apps. Because you can like advance forward. Because if I can't remember, I'm just like, oh, let me just advance forward. It's kind of like if you're doing a crossword puzzle and the answers are down below and you look. So it's just too easy to cheat. I want a method that will allow me to really have it stick for good.
So this is a technique known as the memory palace or the mind palace. And here's the concept of it. Everybody in the room that you're in right now, look over where the doorway is. My door is over there. Now, don't go over there, but just imagine you're standing over there and you're standing in the doorway and you turn to your immediate left and you look around the room and you pick 5 pieces of furniture. So if I was standing in that doorway and I looked and I was facing into the room, but my immediate left is a picture on the wall. So number one is a picture. Number two for me is a cabinet. Number three is a chair. Number four is a table. And 5 is a couch. So okay. Go around the room in a clockwise fashion and pick 5 pieces of furniture. So I'm going to walk your listeners through this. So you're there at the doorway. Look to your immediate left. What's one? Just say it to yourself. What's two? Well, Wendy, I'll ask you, what would your number one be?
Okay. If I'm coming in the room, I'm in like a loft. So, okay. So it would be a cabinet.
Or
dresser drawers, yeah.
Dresser drawers. And you're going around clockwise. What would number two be?
Window.
And three?
Monitor.
4.
Light.
And 5.
Microphone.
Okay. So you're going to use these to memorize 5 Bible verses. Today we're only going to do 1.
Okay.
When you want to memorize a Bible verse word for word, you're going to need to turn it into a picture and attach it, see it on that location. So the verse I have right here is one of my favorite verses. It is Proverbs. I believe it's Proverbs 3:7. I'm going to verify that before I say it. Proverbs 3:7. Yeah, it is. Proverbs 3:7 is a short verse, and it says this: do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and shun evil. So I've always loved that verse. I don't know why, I always have. But so let's look over at our first piece of furniture. We need to turn the words in this verse into pictures. do not be. So on that picture over there in the top left-hand corner, I see a bumblebee with the do not sign drawn through it, right? So that I got a sense. Bee and then do not. So I'm imagining that up at the top left-hand corner. I see the picture, but I say do not be. Then below it, I see an owl. Why an owl? Because an owl is wise. Right, yeah, there you go. Mm-hmm. Do not be wise. And this owl has huge eyes. Do not be wise in your, own eyes.
That's good.
But now on the other side of the picture, I see this huge monster. Ah! I'm fearing it, right? I'm afraid of it. Uh-huh. But I go back to this and I start all over. Do not be wise in your own eyes. But fear the Lord. And, you know, the Lord part, you know, maybe I could add something to it, but I think I would just remember that. Mm-hmm. And that monster that's trying to get me, I imagine I'm shutting the door on it for shun, you know, shun, shut.
Yeah.
So I see this whole picture of do not be an owl, big eyes, a monster, fear the Lord, and shutting the door, shun evil. So I see that picture on there, and I say, and I'll say it to myself two or three times as I see that picture. Do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and shun evil. Do not be wise in your own eyes, but fear the Lord and shun evil. Now, if I want to know, it's Proverbs 3:7. For every book of the Bible, I create a picture for that. Matthew is a doormat. Luke is Luke Skywalker.
that works.
Proverbs, I use a baseball player because he's a professional athlete, right? And mm-hmm. athletes are verbs. They're they're moving, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So in front of the piece of furniture on the floor, not on the furniture, because on the furniture is where you want the verse to be, but in front of on the floor, I see a baseball player and he's standing on a triangle. A triangle has three sides for Proverbs 3. Mm-hmm. And maybe he's throwing some dice because Lucky 7 and dice, Proverbs 3:7. So this sounds overwhelming maybe to some people, or it sounds like a lot of work, but if you work through it slowly, it's really not. You could take one verse a day or every 2 days or every 3 days, create a picture. So on your first piece of furniture, you got Proverbs 3:7. Tomorrow, pick another verse, break it down. And I would encourage you to do this. That was a short verse. I did that intentionally. There are longer verses in the Bible. Get good at memorizing short verses and then work up to longer verses. But also this, if it is a longer verse, maybe you need to put half of it on one piece of furniture and half of it on the next. Because if you get too much going on one piece of furniture, it can be overwhelming to your memory.
Right. But don't go changing your living room anytime soon.
You can. So I'll tell you a secret. This house that I'm in right now is the house that I grew up in. I've turned it into my office, I guess you'd say. My memory palace, or this is called the memory palace. My memory palace is this house, but it's this house the way it looked in 1991. Mm. So when I memorize the way it looked in 1991.
Sure, sure. No, it does. At first, it sounds really overwhelming, but as you explain it, I'm like, oh yeah, I can see how that would work, because we do memorize in word pictures. So just like with the memory of my car accident, that's a picture in my mind, right? And that's how I think that's fascinating. So I don't know that too many people would have thought of that. And so I love that you have a Bible memory course, or you even have a club, right? Bible memory club, is that right? You also have a course?
Yeah, I do. I have a $19 a month Bible memory club where every week I take a verse like this, I turn it into a picture for them.
Yes.
And we memorize it as a group together.
I think that's awesome. I mean, because then you can also dialogue with others that are wanting to get strengthened in God's word and to memorize better. Maybe you see a different technique or a different word picture that fits better for you that someone else is using. And anyway, I think that's really cool. But you also have a course as well that people can get at Brain Athlete, right?
Yeah, brainathlete.com has all the stuff there, Bible memory, my memory course, Black Belt Memory. I do jujitsu, and I named my course Black Belt Memory because you can get a black belt in jujitsu or karate, but you can also get a black belt in memory. So
I love it.
The theme of that.
I love it. Well, do you think people have a harder time memorizing, or maybe they don't want to because, well, they're lazy, number one. I mean, with access to their phones and that kind of thing, do people really understand the value of memorization? And can you explain what that value is, not just with knowing someone's name, but right, how it can affect you in your career and relationships? And can you kind of go there a little bit?
Yeah. So, you know, a guy that I have a tremendous amount of respect for, he's somewhat well known. He has a huge following. I heard him say recently that he knows me. I've been on his podcast. I've memorized his book. He's had me scheduled to speak at his events. So,
well, who is this person?
Well, I'm going to contradict what he said.
So I'm
going to say it in a kind way. Patrick Bet-David, in certain circles, he's a well-known guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Patrick Bet-David recently said, with the advent of AI, he thinks memory is going to be less important because the information is at our fingertips. Well, with Google, the information's been at our fingertips for 25 years anyways. It's just in a more intelligent way it's at our fingertips now.
Good point.
But here's why I think AI or Google is not taking away our need to remember. And you mentioned one example, names and faces. I meet you today, 6 weeks later, I remember your name. Maybe in 5 years, they'll have glasses that you can wear. And when you meet somebody, it'll record their face. And then when you see them again, your glasses will say, Wendy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. That'd be helpful for some people.
Yeah, but that's not
going to be what's your face?
Yeah, right. But that's not going to be authentic. And, you know, you want to be authentic in remembering a person's name or whatever. So names and faces build relationships, but other ways memory helps you. Think about it. When you go see Tony Robbins speak, is Tony Robbins up there with a clicker doing his PowerPoint, reading his slides?
Oh, no. Snoozeville. No.
Yeah. The reason Tony Robbins gets paid $1 million a speech. The reason Tony Robbins gets paid $1 million a speech is because he's energetic, he's dynamic, he's powerful.
And he can clap harder than anyone I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, that's right. And when you see a professional speaker like that just really crushing it, you don't see him reading their speech. Martin Luther King, you know, his I Have a Dream speech, he was looking out over the audience. Somehow he memorized that. Maybe he had some note cards there that we couldn't see, but for the most part, he probably wasn't reading it. Here's the point I'm getting at. When you can give a speech or a presentation without constantly reading your notes or your PowerPoint, you're a more dynamic speaker.
Yes.
When you can take a job at a car dealership or wherever, selling whatever you're selling, and within 2 days know all your product knowledge and the competitor's product knowledge, and you know your sales scripts and how to overcome objections, you're going to sell more. But I'll also say this, just for the knowledge of it, you have something you're interested in and you are able to memorize the key points of it. When you're able to memorize the key points of something, it becomes part of your knowledge. And that's where your ideas come from. Imagine if there was no knowledge in your brain, you would have nothing to build on to create more ideas. But when you have more information in your brain, you're thinking on a topic, you're like, I can connect the dots here. I got this idea. I can see this. Oh, that reminds me of this. And so there's just so many benefits to having a trained memory, and technologies. People are going to know if you're having AI, if they ask you a question, you're going to go to AI.
Yeah, really.
So that's my little rant on that.
No, I think that that's great information and a great discussion because, you know, I just see people being lazy, and it's like, no, it's going to be more powerful to memorize, and it's going to help you with your relationships and long-term goals, even with your financial goals and that kind of thing in life. But also, of course, with your relationship with the Lord, with our creator, right? When we are more intimate and know his word, we can be more intimate with him. It's like any relationship. So I think that that's the power of knowing scripture. What about, you know, again, brain athlete, and you're into physical fitness and health, and you know, I am as well. I wanted to talk a little bit about, you know, I guess brain food, so to speak, maybe supplementation or food. And like, I mean, like I'm a big fan of, you know, mushrooms. Like I cooked with lion's mane mushrooms last night. And, you know, I'm a big fan of bringing that into your culinary experience as well. But what do you do as the brain athlete and champion of memories? What do you do to fuel your brain? And I know exercise is a big part of it too.
Yeah, well, for me, exercise is a big part of it. As far as brain foods go, though, this right here, this is the most overlooked brain food, and I'm not endorsing any specific brand.
Water.
Yeah, water.
Yeah, because if you're dehydrated, man, you can't memorize anything.
But you're exactly right. It's the most, and 75% of Americans are chronically dehydrated. Yeah. Have you heard of the formula on how I weigh 200 pounds, basically? So have you heard of the formula, how much water I should drink?
Yeah. Like half of your body weight in ounces, depending on, of course, on what your, you know, output is as far as your exercise or if it's a hot day, but yeah, half of your body weight.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. A half of my body weight is 100 ounces. To put that in perspective, a gallon of water is 128 ounces. I need to drink almost a gallon of water a day just to be hydrated. That's not like, oh, you're going above and beyond. That's like, to be hydrated, I need to drink 100 ounces of water a day. Yeah. Then you throw in, you know, it's a hot day or you're working out. You know, it's crazy. The most overlooked brain food is water. So I'd tell everybody to drink more water. Lion's mane, I do like that as well. Matter of fact, I was going to create a lion's mane memory supplement. I never got around to it. Mm. So that is good.
Pull that out of your back pocket. I like that idea.
Yeah. Maybe one day I will do that. The name Brain Athlete, I trademarked for courses and books and supplements. So I got the trademark. Maybe one day I'll do it.
That's cool.
But spinach, blueberries, omega-3s for the antioxidants, the antioxidants in blueberries, mm-hmm. in spinach, the omega-3s in the fish oil, that's great. You know, if eat a ton of fish or take fish oil.
Flaxseed. There's all other kinds of ways. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, this is good. This is good. Because you're sharing what I share, you know, it's whole foods, right? And I'm a whole food plant-based kind of girl. And, you know, I can tell a difference if I've ever been off course. And I know a lot of my patients can tell a difference too, just in the way that their brains are operating. So when it comes to, I think, just really talking about where you come from personally with your faith and really diving into the fact that you have this Bible scripture course, how did that all start? I mean, you used to lead studies at church. Is that right? Bible study?
Yeah, I taught. There was a church in Dallas. There still is, called Fellowship Church. And I did taught a Bible study essentially for 10 years there. I guess it was during that time, probably a little bit before that, I created a Bible memory course. When I first learned memory training, I was 18, and that's also when I was first learning about the Bible and the Christian faith, so they kind of happened at the same time. So one thing I began applying memory to was to memorizing scripture, and I remember back in, you know, I was 18 or 19 years old, I memorized the first 7 chapters of Proverbs word for word.
Wow.
By the way, that's when Proverbs 3:7 became one of my favorite verses. It was in the
sure.
The first 200 verses in Proverbs that I memorized. So that's how that happened. And then I created Bible memory courses over the years, just because it was just such a desire that Christians had.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I love it. And I'm grateful that you created the course and that you have this Bible memory club. I think that this is powerful, and especially in this kind of season. You know, people are a little uncertain, times are different. And I think when they really have God's word on their heart, they can get through things so much easier and better. So I just appreciate you, Ron. You're an amazing human. And I thank you for all that you do and all that you're going to do. God's using you in a mighty way. So as we wrap up here, is there anything final that you'd like to share with my audience? Number one. And number two, let's end on kind of a fun note. Like, What's like something crazy wild that we don't know about Ron that we want to know about Ron? Like, do you have an interesting skill or a hobby, or I don't know, just kind of end on that note.
Yeah. Let me stall on that one and think, but, on the first thing that I would say is that something that I want them to know that, you know, I'll call to everybody's mind the scripture that says you're fearfully and wonderfully made. And the reason I say remember that scripture, because most people underestimate how good their memory is. They underestimate how smart they are, how good their brain is. So when you're doubting that stuff, number one, remember that scripture. But also, number two, just test this room thing out and you will see that your memory is much better than you think it is when you use it the right way with pictures and then storing those pictures in locations. As far as something about me that, you know, I'd say a hobby that I love is jujitsu, right? You know, I'm 52 years old. I'm twice most of the people's ages who do jujitsu. It is the most frustrating thing for a 26, 27, 28 year old, 30 year old guy to walk in who, you know, and I'm not talking about a guy who's been training with me for years. I'm talking about a new person to the class, you know,
sure.
New person. And they're like, hey, why don't you train with Ron today? And he's like, okay, cool. It's so demoralizing when they see this gray hair and,
you know, and you take them down.
I'm not saying that with a new person, that does happen all the time, and it should happen.
It's
not arrogant to say that. I mean, that's like saying you play tennis and somebody who's never played tennis before, you're gonna win. So I don't mean that to sound arrogant at all.
No, it doesn't.
But jujitsu is my hobby. Probably something people don't know is I was in the military and I did a deployment to Afghanistan in 2007. So I guess that'd be something that people don't know.
Yeah. Wow. Well, thank you, of course, for your service. I think you might know that my son is in the Space Force and he's been there for 4 years and he just reenlisted. And so I appreciate you big time. We all do. So anyway, you're amazing. Again, thank you so much for your time. And people that want to hear more and learn more, go to brainathlete.com. And of course, you can find Ron on social media, and he's got tons of interesting T-shirts that he likes to wear and post on.
I recently deleted one off my page last night. Sometimes I'll post stuff.
It's a little too crass.
I crossed the line. Sometimes I got to draw myself back in. It was out there for like 2 weeks on my page, and nobody said. Well, one person, my aunt, did something. So I took it down last night.
She pointing her finger, like, Ron, come on.
Yeah, I try to walk pretty G-rated line.
That's good. All right. Well, bless you. And thanks for coming on the Visibly Fit podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Well, I sure hope you enjoyed this episode of the Visibly Fit podcast. Ron is such a delight. If you want more information about him and you want to grab his tools, you can 10X your memory, go to brainathlete.com. And if you are listening to this podcast for the first time, and maybe you've never jumped in and grabbed some of my free resources to get fit, mind, body, spirit, emotions, go to wendypet.com. I've got a 7-day meal plan for you, 7-day workout routine, and some other bonus kind of things there. If you want to go and grab that, that's for free. But if you're also looking for a place to get healthy and well in mind, body, spirit, and you're looking for a program that works and you want to check out more and you haven't gone there yet to check it out, I want you to go to getvisiblyfit.com. That's where you can learn more on how to get healthy and well by utilizing my nutrition protocol, the exercises that I teach, the Visibly Fit exercises, which is just using your body as your gym. It's all mind-muscle connection, and they are powerful. They are powerful. And having a community that will support you, you get meal plans, grocery list, recipes, like the list goes on, but the stories of transformation are powerful, and it's just a 7-week program. But man, there's a lot that happens in just 7 weeks. So check that out at getvisiblyfit.com. Or if you want free resources, go to wendypet.com. Thanks again for tuning in to this episode. And as always, share this with someone that you know it would benefit them, and also give it a strong rating and a review. Thank you and blessings. And we'll see you next time. Well, that's a wrap for today's show. So thank you so much for tuning in. I love spending this time with you. To learn more and get more free resources, just head on over to wendypet.com. And thank you in advance for sharing this episode and this podcast, following and subscribing not only to this podcast, but finding me on social media, Instagram, YouTube, Facebook, wherever you are, I'm probably there too. Until next week and our next podcast time together, make it a visibly fit day.